This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass and Joy President Mel Melinda Rich has joined us. Welcome.
Thank you. I've literally just sat in the chair. I know. In the nick
just,
of time.
Just walked in and, you know, Tass is wandering and having a chat while I'm talking.
I know. I didn't realise that we were back on so soon. The
time
news were quick this morning,
fun.
Were they? The
news was short.
So there was nothing to report in the news.
That's surprising.
No, there always is. I don't listen to the news bulletin when I'm in here because
you're concentrating on the next thing you're going to say.
Well, I'm glad you think so. AGM is next week, next Sunday.
Yes.
We did get a little preview, a little inkling from the Treasurer that Joy is in the black, which is fantastic.
It is fantastic, yes.
But, you know, the battle never ends, does it? It's like the 100 Years' War. Like, or the Crusade.
No, it's just constant.
Just when you think you're at the finish line moves a bit further away.
That's just how it is.
That's how it is. That's right.
We're just going to say this up front. What we're going to do is, of course, nobody knows this yet except for yourself, but we will be asking all candidates to come in and make a short statement.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's fair thing to do.
Yeah, we did it last year, and I think most found it challenging.
Yeah. It was interesting, actually. But in previous years as well, sorry, Tass, you know, when we've done this for candidates for standing to the board and you say to them, hey, you've got 5 minutes, we're going to ask you all the same questions. You're not in a group, it's one-on-one. And a lot of people really struggle to think about why they want to be on the board, what their goal is. Yeah, I always found that quite interesting.
Hmm.
Quite interesting.
So, more about that later.
But Mel didn't do that. She had some
questions. We're not here to talk about
I'll save my stump speech for next week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So, I wanted to ask you what's happening around the studio. So, you know, as chair, what are you picking up? What's newsworthy? What's interesting?
Yep. Okay.
Not gossip value, although that might be interesting.
Oh, yeah, gossip. I'm probably not the best person to connect you in on that anyway, so I try to stay out of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, look, I think, the biggest thing coming up on the horizon is the AGM next Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Mm.
So really encourage as many people to get along as they possibly can. It's always a fantastic day. I was just having a chat to a couple of the guys here in the station and talking about, I guess, my favourite part of the day is the awards. So we get through the relatively
business.
Procedural sort of stuff.
The business.
Which this year is, I guess, quite vanilla, for lack of a better word. And then we've got the whole sort of voting process.
We don't like vanilla.
Oh, okay. I knew that'd get a reaction. and then we get to the back third of the meeting, which is, the really fun part. When you get to see, you know, people who've done amazing work.
So what awards are there? I mean, don't tell us who's getting them, but what are the awards?
No, I won't be giving that away. It's a surprise for the day. So I've actually got the agenda here with me so I can refer to it. So we've got the Adam Stobbs Award for Broadcasting Excellence.
Yes.
And that's something that the programming committee sort of facilitates in terms of the nominations and a recommendation to the board. And the thing I love this year, without, you know, giving away who's going to get that, you just see the diversity of programming that we've got and the quality of programming that we've got. And it's a genuinely tough decision to decide who's going to get that award. And that is a terrific problem to have, right?
I agree.
So much high-quality, diverse
programming. I know I've got to say, Mel, you know, each time I switch on the radio, I tend to listen to specialist programming rather than daytime.
Yep.
And I always just think, oh, here's another young person who's just full of beans and ideas and articulate. Yep. And it makes me feel really proud to be associated with this station.
Absolutely. And, it, you know, it gets back to our purpose, giving our community
a voice,
Yep. And a place to connect and talk about the issues that, that matter to us. And I'm very similar to you, Tass. I really connect with the specialist programming. Mm. So and there's just some terrific stuff that we got on air. And I think, you know, that comes back to our strategy as well, which we've been talking about with some sort of communication sessions.
But before you go on to strategy, what other awards are there?
Oh, yes, back to the awards. He's keeping me on track. Well done.
Yes.
I do digress. So after that, we've got the Anne Hamilton Award for Volunteering Excellence.
That's a great one.
This is an absolute cracker. You know, we got just an army of volunteers. Mm. They give up their time to come in here and keep the station going, you know, everyone from the board down. I'm a volunteer as well, so there's just an army of people that contribute. So that's another great award, and it's always great to see Anne Hamilton, who's quite sort of shy and retiring, sort of get up and get that award out.
She's reluctant, isn't she?
Yes, yeah. No, she's very reluctant. She's very much a quiet achiever behind the scenes, so it's a lovely moment for her as well. And then we've got the Life Membership Award. So that's the big three. And the Life Membership is given out to someone who's really gone, I guess, above and beyond for a long period of time with their contribution to.
I think my co-host got one last year, didn't you, Mecca?
I think we're sitting in esteemed company, are we not?
I was, yes. no, not yes to esteemed company. I was actually momentarily speechless.
Right. Are you implying that doesn't happen very often?
It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare.
I think it was just theatrics.
Oh, really? Okay. A pause for effect.
Yeah. You know, I share with a lot of Life members that honour, and it is a great honour. And, you know, just as, you know, the Adam Stobbs Award and the Anne Hamilton Award, they, you know, they recognise people that put in for the station.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's important to remember, just think for 10 seconds what it would be like if you turned on your radio and Joy wasn't there. And it's only there because primarily the volunteers. Sure, absolutely. We have sponsors, we have staff, we have supporters, we have allies, but and without volunteers, it wouldn't happen. It's one of the most critical parts, and you know there are 300 or so active
absolutely
volunteers.
Right. Yep,
and
they are the glue that holds the station together.
Yes,
that's how I think of our volleys. They just hold everything together. They give up their time freely and. Seeing someone get up and be recognised in front of that room, it's just a beautiful moment of someone getting a thank you and some generosity of spirit.
And I always love, and you've experienced it and I've experienced it in the chair at the AGM, the questions you don't expect.
Yes.
and it's not because it might be a critical question or whatever, but, you know, when you get that question you don't expect, and, you know, I used to hate it because I used to pride myself on being... knowing potentially what people would ask or thinking about it. But every, you know, a couple of times I got a curly one.
Mm.
I've committed them to memory now, so I can't remember.
Oh, right, okay. They're in the vault.
They're in the vault. They're in the vault. What's been the best for you, the most rewarding of your term as president? What sticks in your mind the most?
I think for me...
being on Saturday Magazine, I hope.
Yeah, well, that was just going through my mind. I was just sort of forming up the words. I think probably the increasing the sort of financial strength of the station. I know that probably sounds really boring, and but if you don't have money, you can't do
operate.
Anything. You can't operate. And that's not just about the amount of money we bring in, but... the diversity of funding sources, because that de-risks our revenue. And, you know, I mean, if I think about the last 12 months, I was here on the dollar-for-dollar donation show for Radiothon. I mean, the energy in the station was just huge that day. Mm. Everyone was so excited. I came in again on the... the last official day of Radiothon, and we'd set that really aspirational target of 300K. And I got to admit, I thought, oh, I don't know if we're going to get there. Be bold and have a crack, but I wasn't sure we were going to get there. And to everyone's credit, over a six-week period, we did. And you know, Tennille, our CEO, was texting me through the last day.
I thought she was going to need oxygen.
Yeah. So that to me is... you know, it's important from the perspective that we had money coming in, but that is a symbol of our community coming together to support Joy, because everyone, I think, realises how important Joy is.
And I think, again, you know, people need to remember, if you turned your radio on, we weren't here. So if you're not a member, you bloody well should be.
Because
we're on air, we don't run on air.
Oh, there's the line.
Yeah, but, you know, just think for 10 seconds if we weren't here. Just think about it. You'd have to listen to... What would you have to listen to?
Nothing.
You'd have to listen to some other crap.
Commercial radio.
Yeah.
Just think about if Joy wasn't here, particularly in the current climate.
Yes.
That is a scary thought.
And for all the other community groups, that we are a platform for them. So, yeah, I know I say it all the time, but... You know, really? You should
but
be
fortunately, you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tass, and our very special guest, the board chair of Joy, Melinda Rich.
We'll
be back shortly.
More.
What's your view? Let us know by sending us a text 0427 Joy 949 or on Twitter at SatMagJoy 949.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Tass doesn't want to read a live read from 3 weeks ago, and I don't blame him because the events happened.
No. It's the exact ad that we just heard. Announcement.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Duplication.
Yeah. So it was a recorded version as opposed to a live version, and I think the recorded version was much slicker and more professional.
Oh, no, don't undersell yourself, Tass.
Okay. Thanks, Mel. Said the chairman. I want to ask you about the future.
Mm.
What are the challenges going forward?
Yeah, so I can come back to the strategy discussion now, can't I?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So we've just been through a process as a board of looking at our strategy. And I guess the guts of it is that, you know, we've recognised what our strength is, which is our fantastic content. And... radio is the primary mechanism by which we get that content out. Radio broadcasting, it's in our DNA, it's at the heart of what we do. But we want as many people as possible to be able to listen to Joy, however they like and wherever they like. And there's a kind of a practical reason for that too, not just so that people can listen to Joy, but that changes the game for us in terms of sponsors and finances. If we can demonstrate to people that we're getting our content out to more people, then we can say to sponsors and corporates, you know, there's lots of people listening to Joy, a great opportunity for you to talk about your issues. So there's a practical reason. And I think there's already some signs of us heading in that direction. I got the podcast stats from last month, and it was 84,000 downloads for September, which is just a huge number.
Yeah.
We're in the iTunes store. Not many, if any, community radio stations are
in
there.
We're the only community radio station,
that's
right.
That's so that's quite the achievement. And you can listen online. So we're really sort of starting to think about all those different channels that we can get our voices out to our community. Because our community doesn't just exist in inner Melbourne where we broadcast. And as I kind of alluded to before, I think in the current climate, it's really important that we get our content out as broadly as we possibly can, because there's people that need to hear what we have to say. Wherever they are, be that in Australia or even internationally. So
what are the facilitating factors that enable, you know, the content to go out into much bigger audience.
Yeah, well, we're just sort of trying to come to grips with that now. So think about all of the different potential channels that we have available. So podcasting is strong, online is strong, and we're actually examining what else we can do at the moment in terms of channels. So I think the biggest step has been...
So what does that mean? What are the options?
I'm probably not the expert on all of that, I've got to admit, but there's plenty of other networks out there. I think the biggest thing for us as a board and I think as a station has been to recognise that we don't have to just define ourselves as a radio station. Yeah. It's kind of been this important sort of moment of clarity, I think, in our 24-year history. So, you know, it's in our DNA and radio is always going to be part of what we do, but let's really think bigger and broader than that. And there's just some fabulous content that we can get out much more broadly, and we talked about that before with the great programming that we have. Digital, that's another thing that's on the horizon as well, so we're having some discussions about that. So there's plenty of opportunities out there.
I think one of the challenges, you know, people often think, you know, radio isn't new media, but it actually is because of all the platforms that it's carried on.
Absolutely.
It's not just carried on the airwaves anymore. So we have more listeners that are listening to us, or not more, but a similar number, digitally, as they're actually listening in. Mm. And in fact, the reach is broader with the digital. So we are new media.
We are absolutely, living and breathing new media. And, you know, classic proof point of that, you look at our last two Radiothon prize winners.
Yes.
One was in WA and this year I think it was
great.
Northern Territory.
Yeah,
so, you know, we're here in Melbourne, but there's people listening to us everywhere and signing up to support Joy from everywhere.
An awkward question.
Awkward.
That
doesn't sound good.
Any, let's say, disappointments during the year?
Disappointments during the year.
Or if I was marking your school report, Mel could do, could do better.
Could do better. Well, that's an interesting one. And I'm not pausing because I'm, you know, not trying to be honest. I think I'm probably a little bit of a different president for a lot of people, to be honest. I've got a very busy life and a very busy job. I tend to come into the station when I need to come into the station. I'm very conscious of that governance versus operations line. So I'm quite conscious of giving Tennille the space.
It's a tricky line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very tricky line. And as a board, we... you know, we're not completely remote. We do add a lot of capacity. I do a lot of stuff in terms of trying to build, you know, corporate connections and partnerships and facilitate that type of thing. But I do tend to sort of stay away from the operational aspect of the station. So, you know, you talked about, you know, gossip before. I do genuinely tend not to get too caught up in that stuff. I don't think it's something that I can add a lot of value to. And I think the classic thing when you're... in this type of leadership role is you have to know what you're going to step into and what you're going to stay out of and be very conscious about that. And I do try to get that right. I possibly don't always get that right and people probably have some views about that. But
that's the real skill though, isn't it? Mm. It's actually being able to make that judgment about when to get involved and when not and when to stay out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks, Maka.
If that's...
He's looking at my report card now.
No. Look, I think it's a great report card, and I think, you know, that engagement is really difficult. Mm. You know, as a board member or as president, and, you know, the CEO runs the station.
Yep, absolutely.
But
that's what we employ them to do.
Yeah, but, you know, the president and the vice president... You know, that's, you know, you have a different level of responsibility, and I suppose the same as treasurer. Ian loves counting the money and worrying about the money.
Yes.
But, yeah, it is a different responsibility, and you've got to balance it because the CEO has to be able to do their job, but also members have to know that, you know, there are board members and that they can as I'm sure you have experienced, engage with you on, on different issues.
And look, I really welcome that. So, you know, what I talked about before, that's not to say that I'm not unapproachable or you can't reach out to me. Absolutely, I'm there to for people to reach out to, and I get a lot of contact from members, and I'm happy to receive that. Sometimes I say, okay, that's an operational matter that I'll leave Tennille, the CEO, to deal with. Sometimes I say, no, this is something that I'm going to deal with, and I just have to make that judgment.
It's good. Go on, Tess.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I think that's the way to actually approach it.
Tess loves boundaries.
Sorry? Tess loves boundaries.
Tess loves boundaries.
Well, I mean, look, you know, I mean, I had a short stint here. I was,
you did, that's right.
Filling in many years ago. And what I thought was very interesting is that everybody expected they then called the general manager to solve their problems. It's just not humanly possible when at the time there were 270 active volunteers, all of whom had their issues. It was just not humanly possible. And there was some pretty bad behaviour around and there was some exceptionally good behaviour around. And, you know, I drew a line in the sand. Bad behaviour is just not acceptable.
Yeah.
Not going to tolerate that.
Yep.
And I'm not here to be your mum.
Mm.
You know, so...
Or not here to be abused either.
And that as well. So take responsibility, look after your own stuff, sort it out, and start working respectfully with everybody else in the studio.
Yeah, and I think that's a classic example of what leadership really is. You know, the higher up the chain you go, the more it becomes about creating an environment where people can operate.
Exactly right.
And steering rather than sort of doing stuff yourself. And giving people the capacity to learn and do things for themselves.
Now tell us about your day job.
My day job. So I work for RACV in their corporate services division. So cover a whole raft of sort of back office stuff for RACV.
Good.
Yeah. Another membership organisation, actually.
I know. Hang on. Let me show you.
Oh, I think he's going to get his RACV membership card. Which colour is it, Macca?
I'm gold.
Hang on.
Is there anything higher than gold?
Yeah, there's so we got a gold RACV club card here.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I've got one of those.
In the club? No, you're a road service member.
Member
since 1977.
77?
Shouldn't I get a better colour than gold?
I think you have to crack 50 years to get the next category.
And what,
so
and
that's
what's
a, that's
the next
a smaller
category?
Group. I think it's a gold 50.
I'll be dead.
Nah, you'll still be around.
It's good though.
Yeah.
I like the ACV one.
No, it is quite fascinating for me, actually.
I've got a bit of a beef,
membership,
I've got
two
a bit
membership organisers.
Oh, I've got a bit of a beef.
I've got a bit of a beef. And I did actually talk this through with some of your board members recently.
Right.
My beef is that when you're attracting new customers, you offer incentives like discounts.
Right.
And
this is getting into territory that I just don't have the capacity to
and
answer.
And then you have loyal, long-term customers.
Like me.
Like you and me. Who just get slugged the same old CPI increase year on year on year.
You'd best give them a call and take
I
that
I did.
Take
I
that
took
up
it up with the CEO directly.
Well, of course, if you had a reliable car test, you wouldn't need it.
The CEO, of course, never responded, but the CEO's project officer did.
Right.
And, and yes, I did get a discount in the end, but I just thought that is not the point.
Good on you for providing the feedback.
Do long-term members of Joy get a discount, Taz?
No, this is a completely different organisation.
He walked right into that one,
didn't he?
Mel, thanks for coming into the studio this
pleasure.
Morning.
Absolute pleasure.
No doubt we look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Yes, my stump
speech. As you put your hand
in
the air and hope to be elected yet for another term.
Absolutely love to be.
But thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your wisdom, your ideas. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your leadership.
And leadership. Leadership's real. Is what she does.
Thanks, okay. Macca. Do we need to cuddle?
No.
The cameras are on us. People.
Oh, right. Okay.
But we are going to sign off. You've been listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tess, and we've just finished a great interview with Mel Rich.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.